97.9 The Hill and Chapelboro.com present Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Listen as Sharon Hill discusses trending topics in today's business world with entrepreneurs and leaders in our community and what they're doing to provide innovation and guidance for success. Find this and all episodes at WCHL's website, Chapelboro.com. Now, Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 The Hill.
Welcome to the show. My guest today is Melissa Temple Augusta. She's the co-founder of Hemp Lifestyle Network. Welcome, Melissa.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Love this title. What is Hemp Lifestyle Network, Melissa?
So I started with my partner, Valerie, the Hemp Lifestyle Network, just to help people get access to jobs and opportunities in the hemp industry.
How'd you hear about it?
Well, we joined a company after having a product experience of ourselves using hemp products, and we thought, people don't know how to get into this. So we started using Canaway products, which was our hemp product of choice, and we thought, we need a network of people that can support each other in this industry and help them be successful. So we started this.
You started this business?
Yes.
Now, when I hear hemp, I think... marijuana. Is that
right.
What we're talking about?
We are not. So that is the biggest question that everybody has. What is hemp versus marijuana? Well, they both come from the cannabis sativa plant. One is tall and stocky, hemp, and it's got industrial purposes. You hear about hemp clothing and hemp protein shakes and hemp hearts that you put in your food. It's all about health, not high. The marijuana side, which is illegal in this area, and in some areas it's legal, as you know, it's becoming more aware, is about psychoactive. It's the psychoactive sister, and that's not what we're talking about today.
Oh, my goodness. Do you run into people saying, wait a minute, you're doing marijuana. I'm not interested. How do you deal with that?
Of course. Yeah, it's really just about education, removing the stigma, letting them understand a little bit more about the history behind it and what it can do for people, basically.
What can it do for people?
So we obviously don't make any medical claims, but it can help with overall wellness. One of the cannabinoids, which is an element in the plant, it's a molecule, actually helps balance the whole body system. It's called the endocannabinoid system. It's a mouthful.
That's a mouthful. Yes.
Yes, but it's all about balance. When your body is in balance, it works better, and you have this overall wellness.
What kind of substances? When we think marijuana, we think about the way it does.
Yes.
What kind of forms does your product come in?
So you decide. You can have it in a capsule, in a liquid, in a paste. You can have it in your food. We have little chewable chocolate chews that are delicious. And we have green drinks and protein shakes. There's so many ways to use it and incorporate it into your lifestyle.
So, Melissa, why did you start this business?
I started the business because I had a profound product experience using hemp products and CBD, and I wanted to help other people.
Yeah.
So I couldn't stop talking about it. Everybody asked me, why are you feeling so great? Why are you looking so great? What's going on with you? And I just couldn't stop talking about it. So I decided to turn it into a business.
Right.
It was inevitable, really.
Right. Why Chapel Hill?
So Chapel Hill, I have a lot of connections here. My sister lives here. She went to UNC. I went to school right down the road in Elon. I met my husband in North Carolina and got married here. So I have a lot of fondness, and it's about coming back home, really.
Coming back home.
Yes.
Who is your ideal client for the hemp products you have?
It's everyone. It's children. It's elderly. It's families. It's even your pets, because pets can benefit also from hemp products. So it's really global, and it's really approachable.
Is this a product that is sold just in North Carolina?
No, it's not. It's actually available in all 50 states, and it's actually now expanding into Europe, the entire European Union. So I have an international business now,
wow,
which is very exciting for people of all ages, that they can start a business in the hemp industry, and it can expand across the sea.
Now, when you say they can start their business, is there certain limitations to age or anything like that for this product?
You just have to be 18 years old to start the business. To use the products, you can be any age.
Okay. Well, it's 2018 as we record this. What is the starting price to get into the business?
You are not going to believe this.
Let me sit down.
Okay. It's only $55 to get a BA account, if you will, with a company called Canaway. Canaway is the company that actually makes the products. So once you join Canaway, you have a replicated website. All the marketing materials are already on the website. You can help other people start a business and join you. And most importantly, you can share the products with people at retail or wholesale.
Is it multi-level marketing? I ask like this.
Yes, there is an aspect of this that is a network of people that help share this with everyone, which is important in this industry of hemp because there is the stigma. There is a trust factor. You have to know who you're talking to. You have to trust the person that's in front of you, helping you with your health issues, anything that you want to discuss. So we found that it is one of the best ways. It's one aspect of what we do at the Hemp Lifestyle Network.
Now, do you recommend that a person and see a doctor first before taking these products?
Not necessarily. If there is a serious health condition, we always defer to the medical community. And the medical community is now learning more about cannabinoids and hemp and the endocannabinoid system. But really, in this day and age, it's only taught in about 3% of medical schools. So we're also educating the medical community on the power of cannabinoids.
Let's get your contact information, if you would, Melissa.
Okay, so you can reach me on Facebook at Melissa Temple Augusta or the Hemp Lifestyle Network. We have a page. And then my email address is melissatempleagosta@gmail.com. No hyphen.
I was going to say, yeah. And would you spell that in case somebody writes Acosta and it's Augusta?
Of course. Yeah. It's melissatempleagosta@gmail.com.
Got it. No hyphen.
No hyphen.
I got it. Do you have a physical location if somebody wants to stop by and buy a product?
I do not. I dream of that someday. You know, those are popping up since in North Carolina, hemp is legal and it's contributing back to the agriculture of the economy here in North Carolina, which is intriguing to me. There's a lot of local hemp companies opening up that I'm starting to connect with and get to know and just find out how they're doing their business here in this state. This is only within North Carolina, however.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, so that's why I choose to sell Canaway and have that as part of my business because they can go to every state and over to Europe.
That is amazing. Let's take a break. And when
okay.
we come back, let's hear more about this fabulous business of yours, Melissa.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're listening to 97.9 The Hill. My guest today is Melissa Temple Augusta, who is the co-founder of Hemp Lifestyle Network. Please stay with us. You'll want to hear more. We'll be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 The Hill. Today's Business focusing on business, innovation, and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carborough community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
Welcome back. My guest today is Melissa Temple Augusta, who is the co-founder of Hemp Lifestyle Network. Melissa, in the last segment, you mentioned something about products in North Carolina. Tell me what the state of North Carolina has to do with your product.
It's very exciting. North Carolina is a state that it is legal to grow hemp now. So a lot of the former tobacco farmers and just farmers in general are exploring how to convert their crops and their land into hemp crops. Why would they do this? Because hemp is a bioremediator of the soil. It actually absorbs any toxins and anything that's bad in the soil. It cleans it up. It was actually planted around Fukushima when the nuclear power plant leaked to clean up the soil around the nuclear power plant. Can you believe that? Imagine what it does in your body if it can do that in the soil.
Let me understand this now. There was a nuclear problem, and they put hemp in the soil.
They planted it all around the area to clean it up.
Oh, my Lord. I'm
amazing.
Not familiar with the toxic thing you just mentioned, but that was North Carolina?
So what's happening is, you know, whatever was used on the crops formerly, it could be herbicides, it could be pesticides, it could be heavy metals. Those things cannot actually be in a hemp supplement. So you have to plant a few cycles of hemp to clean up the soil. soil before you make a clean product. So the farmers are learning how to do this. I'm not an agricultural expert, but what I'm realizing is that this is supporting the local economy.
Yes.
This is helping those farmers get back what they need and thrive again. It's so exciting.
Without being stigmatized.
That's right. It's hemp.
Oh, my goodness.
They could make clothing with it. They could make pet treats. They could make anything with that hemp.
That is amazing. What's so exciting is so many tobacco farmers are struggling because tobacco is, that has the stigma, you know, cigarettes. And now the very fact that you can redo this land. Now, you mentioned pesticides and things like that were probably used for the tobacco.
Yes.
How many years or cycle does it take until that ground is clean for the hemp products you're marketing?
I believe it only takes a few crop cycles, and hemp grows very quickly. It's literally in a few months you have a hemp plant that's fully matured, and that's very valuable because they can quickly get up and running and have a pure crop that they can do a lot with. Whatever they determine, there's already a lot of hemp companies in North Carolina, as I said before, and with that being said, they're invested in this industry. So I love being here because of that.
Yes, that's beautiful. You're helping the farmers.
Yes, I want to. I mean, we want to build hemp homes. You can make hempcrete out of hemp, lime, and water.
Hempcrete?
Hempcrete.
What's crete?
So like concrete, but it's hempcrete.
Hempcrete.
I know.
Oh my gosh.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
One of the very first hemp homes was built in Asheville.
I've never heard of hempcrete.
I know. Isn't it amazing? You too can have a hemp home.
A hemp home. I mean, is it like wood? Is it plastic? What's the
texture? So strong. It looks like concrete when it's finished. It's just a little more mealy looking. You know, it's not as smooth.
All right. Like adobe?
Kind of, yeah. It's got fibers in it. And I met a gentleman who owns Hemp Technologies, and his company has been building homes. So I'm very interested in that aspect of the industry, too. So with Hemp Lifestyle Network, we can explore any realm of the hemp industry, wellness, clothing, pet products, homes. They're making batteries out of hemp. The hemp conducts electricity.
What?
I know.
It's like a miracle product.
There's hundreds of thousands of uses of the hemp plant, and we're only tapping into the beginning of it.
But hasn't hemp been around for thousands of years?
It
Why
has.
Just now?
I know. Well, in the past, the founding fathers of our very country had to be hemp farmers and had to have a hemp crop to start a colony. Our Constitution was written on hemp paper. Betsy Ross made the flag out of hemp. I know. The sails of ships were made out of hemp fabric. Yes.
Why did it disappear? Now it's coming back. What's
well,
the surge?
Well, a lot of big industries were threatened by hemp because it was definitely more economical. It was more sustainable. So imagine if you were in the forest industry or making paper or making magazines or books. You had a lot to be threatened with, apparently. You thought you were going to lose your shirt.
Oh.
So you put a stop to it. And that's when everything popped up, reefer madness, and all that crazy propaganda.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, and now it's the green rush. Now it's back, and everybody realizes the value again of it and wants it back into the system, into the economy, and it's happening.
So what I'm hearing from the goodness of your company is for those entrepreneurs out there, for people who need a side job, for people who just need a business, they got to eat.
Right.
This product sounds like a potential answer to help them get started.
That's right.
At a very cost-effective beginning.
Yes, and that's what we do. We mentor and coach people. We teach them how to break into this industry. It's very, very simple to do. You can start with the wellness aspect of it, which is very accessible because you don't have to make the products yourself or keep the inventory yourself. You can have the company ship the products for you. You can be a mom with a bunch of kids staying at home and wanting to do something to better the people around you, and you can start a hemp business.
This is amazing. Now, who is your competitor? Who are your main competitors? It just sounds like it's so hot. People are jumping on this bandwagon.
Oh, there's a ton. So we were the category creator. So that's exciting. And then everybody followed, of course, to get into the business. A lot of the companies that we compete with are out of Colorado, Oregon, and Vermont, you know, where it's also about marijuana.
Right.
So cannabis is king in those areas, and they have a lot of freedom to do so. However, a lot of hemp that's grown in those states should not really be shipped out of the states. There's a lot of laws and legalities. So I wanted to align myself with a company that it was legal to ship to all 50 states and all EU countries. That was key.
Right. Do any of these marijuana sellers also sell hemp?
Some of them do, yes.
That's probably what's tainting the name as well.
Right, right. It's hard to know what you're getting. And that's what I want to reiterate here. Know your source. Know where the product comes from. Demand lab results. We triple lab test our products because we actually make medicines for children in Brazil and Mexico. Our products are not just supplements there. They are medicines that you get a prescription from the doctor and we ship to those people. So it is important to know no pesticides, non-GMO, no herbicides. Besides, no heavy metals, triple lab tested every single batch.
Wow.
Very important.
Melissa, please give us your contact information again, please. I'm sure some people are saying, I got to call Melissa.
Yes. Well, we have a website, hemplifestylenetwork.com, and we also have a Hemp Lifestyle Network LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook pages. And then my email address is melissatempleaugusta@gmail.com, and I'll spell that.
Yes.
melissatempleaugusta@gmail.com.
Melissa, let's take another break. When we come back, there's even more to talk about.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. You're listening to 97.9 The Hill. My guest today is Melissa Temple Augusta, who is the co-founder of Hemp Lifestyle Network. Don't go away. There's more to come.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 The Hill. Today's Business focusing on business, innovation, and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carborough community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
We're back. Thanks for staying with us. My guest is Melissa Temple Augusta, who is the co-founder of Hemp Lifestyle Network. Melissa, tell us about your team. Do you have a team?
I do have a team. I am so proud of my team. I have over 3,000 people around the world on my team. And that's happened over the course of 3 years and building that and just spreading this awareness about hemp, helping all these people start a legal hemp business.
So your team is everybody who has started their own hemp business with
your
guidance.
Absolutely.
3,000.
Yes.
My goodness. So tell me, how do you market your business?
So, of course, a lot of this is social media, which I've mentioned before, online, but a lot of one-on-one. We conduct educational seminars. We advertise sometimes in local magazines and periodicals, or I also advertise in places like the Chapel Hill Map. And doing things like this, being on the radio, being on TV, talking to local community members to get the word out and spread awareness.
Yes, well, you're certainly doing this in your exuberance and your passion for it come out loud and clear.
Thank you.
Melissa, tell me what you like about what you do.
There's so many things, but I think the biggest thing is being able to give back to people and help other people have a great experience and get better or have a better life from using hemp products or having a hemp business. Mm-hmm. We have a charitable organization that we support called the Echo Foundation. And through Echo, we give education, collaboration, and hope.
Hence the Echo.
Yes. Okay. Yes. So there are families with children that are very sick and they cannot afford cannabinoid therapies, but they need this. And because we do make these medicines in Mexico and Brazil, we have a lot of research on various conditions. And you can go to the echoconnection.org and research all the uses of CBD and hemp for these conditions. So we give back by supporting this organization.
What's CBD?
CBD is cannabis. Cannabidiol, which is one of the cannabinoids or the molecules in the hemp plant. And that's the main one responsible for improving our health and our wellness.
Now, you mentioned you get the products from Mexico and Brazil, but not from North Carolina?
So we sell the products in Mexico and Brazil for medicines. So we don't get them from there. That is not our source.
Ah, okay. I want to clear that up. Okay.
Yes, thank you.
So your source is North Carolina?
We do not get our hemp here yet. Hopefully someday we'll be able to do so once we get everything dialed in with the health of the crops and everything. Our hemp actually comes from Europe. Pure soils, pure lands, non-GMO. CMO, triple lab tested.
There we are. Triple lab testing. I like that.
Very
well.
Important.
All right. Melissa, let's end by getting your contact information one more time.
Okay. It's melissatempleaugusta@gmail.com. I'm also on Facebook, Melissa Temple Augusta, or the Hemp Lifestyle Network, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram. And I have a YouTube channel as well.
Oh, give it, give it.
Called the Hemp Lifestyle Network, which you can hear all of this information and more. We have a lot of great speakers. We post a lot of great educational information on our industry there.
Did you ever think about doing a TED Talk?
I would love to do that. It's a great idea.
All right.
Let's do it.
Thank you so much for coming in today and educating me and our audience as hemp is not marijuana.
Right? Yes, it's my pleasure.
There we are. Thank you again so much.
You're welcome.
You're listening to 97.9 The Hill. My guest today has been Melissa Temple Augusta, who is the co-founder of Hemp Lifestyle Network. This is Sharon Hill. That's our show for today. Thank you so much for listening.
You've been listening to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 The Hill. Remember, you can find this episode and all other episodes of Today's Business on our website, chapelboro.com. Join us again next week for the next edition of Today's Business on 97.9 The Hill.